Hi everyone, this is Mariana. Welcome to your Wow Wrap. May we remain confident of this, that we will see the goodness of our Lord here on earth. Because of His saving grace and great love towards us, we can boldly push through any circumstance. We don't have to give up or grow impatient in our waiting. Let's rather take heart and be strong, brave, and courageous. Let's hold on to our hope, because the one within us will never leave or disappoint us. He has already overcome the world, and there is nothing that can separate us from Him and His love for us. So let us be steadfast in prayer, standing firm on our faith in Jesus, and by His strength, being a blessing to others here on earth. Our scripture for today is from Daniel 10 verses 18 to 19. Again, one having the appearance of a man touched me and strengthened me, and he said, O man, greatly loved, fear not. Peace be with you. Be strong and of good courage. And as he spoke to me, I was strengthened and said, Let my Lord speak, for you have strengthened me. So let us be determined this week to remain steadfast in prayer and faith, believing that God will strengthen us, renew our minds, and give us joy and peace. May our response be one of worship and prayer when we are threatened by fear, worry, or anxiety. May we boldly press through our circumstances, draw close to Jesus, and allow Him to step into our situations. May we cling to God's promises and allow His Word and His Spirit to sustain us as we refocus our hearts and minds on Him. He is ready to strengthen us with His life-giving power, love, and peace. As we wait on Him for answers or breakthrough, let's not waste that time, but rather use it to learn and grow as we trust God's perfect timing. And let's believe that God will use our treasure, talent, and time to honor His name and to grow His kingdom. As we prayerfully wait upon our Lord, let's not be inwardly focused on our own needs and worries. Let's rather look out to the world around us. May we be generous in our giving by sharing the blessings we receive from our Lord. What a privilege it is to bring joy and sow seeds of love, peace, and life wherever we go. May our bold and determined faith lead others into the loving arms of Jesus. Now, let us stand united as we pray together.
Thank you, Lord, that we can know that you are our God, and that when we submit our thoughts and our emotions to you, when we give our bodies as a sacrifice to you, when we start our day in prayer, when we go through our days like Daniel did, every now and then bow before you and pray and just ask you to strengthen us every minute of every day, that you will do that and that you will show us how we can also, in this difficult times, how we can stand up and stand strong and be joyful, and that we can have that foundation of helping other people, because we've got the joy of the Lord that strengthens us. Thank you, Lord, that we can ask you to be with every one of us, to lead us and to give us that knowledge of who you are and that you are with us. And Holy Spirit, will you give us that ability to know when you are talking to us and when it's the enemy, so that we can discern and walk the path that you are showing us.
Oh, Father God, we just thank you so much that your love is so great for each one of your children. And we just have to touch you. We just have to touch you. And you know exactly the cry of our heart. You say, come to me. Come to me. Lord, help us to boldly go to you day by day as we press through whatever issues we have, because we all have them. Father, some of our issues are great. Some are not. They're just consistent. Father, oh, hold us in the palm of your hand as you continue to draw us closer to you, knowing that we can come. And you are saying, I will refresh you. I will refresh you. I am here for you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, as you bless each of us today, Father, draw us closer to you. Father, touch us with a sweet breeze of your blessing today in a very special way.
Help us to trust your ways and your timing, even when we don't understand it. Help us to be patient, active, and hopeful in our waiting, and help us to support others who are also waiting. Please guide us according to your ways and open our hearts to hear your voice, because we want to be obedient.
Heavenly Father, I thank you so much because of all that you've given us in your world that can help us to appreciate the beauty of what you want us to be. I thank you for the word that says the heavens declare the glory of the Lord. And all around us, we see things that bring us closer to you. Open our eyes that we may be able to see what you want us to learn from the beautiful things that you have created. We thank you and we praise you for this beautiful time of prayer together.
Heavenly Father, we can never, ever thank you enough for giving your great love to us by sending your beloved Son to pay the price for our sin, Lord. Lord, we ask that you will give us a life of giving in your name so others will know you through us. May we always be ready to boldly give the salvation message to those you place in our path. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Amen. Keep safe, be blessed, and have the most wonderful week.